Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I really feel like saying welcome this morning, Monday morning, magnificent morning and marvelous, marvelous, marvelous Monday morning. Well, what are you going to do today? What will you make happen today in your life and in the life of others? Where you're headed, what challenges will you be facing, and what challenges will you create for someone else? You know, sometimes we don't think about the challenges that we create for others. We're often so focused on the challenges that we face. But what creates those challenges? Is it people? Is it things? Is it just something out there dangling in the universe? Likewise, what challenges will you create for someone today in your world, in your life? Well, I certainly hope that any challenge that you create, I hope you had a great reason for creating that challenge. For instance, sometimes we have to challenge our team members, our employees, our children. Well, today is our launch of our brand new show. You see, the word brand is right there in brand new. So we're going to brand this new show. We're really going after full speed ahead in something that we started back in somewhere around 1987. The concept, the thought had been there about being an entrepreneur. And I just love how your life will unfold right before your very eyes. And so I think back to one job I had when I was about 18, working for Cootie Records. Now, some of you who are from Cincinnati, Ohio, you will remember that place. It was on Redding Road, right there in the heart of Bond Hill. Cootie's Records, Redding Road, and I can't think of the little side street that was very popular. And there was actually a little nightclub on that street as well. But that place sold records. He was a record owner. He had his record shop, and he sold records to most everyone in that community in Avondale. I mean, people would come. He was a black-owned business owner, and a friend of mine had gotten me the job. He knew the guy, and he said, you know, could you hire my friend? They hired me, and I worked at Cootie's Records. That was my first real experience with working for an entrepreneur, and that was in, it was prior to my military day, so it was somewhere around 1979. So 1979, just 5 years after I should have graduated high school, but the year I was supposed to graduate high school, 74. So 5 years after that, so this had to, yeah, this was in 79, early 79, very, very, very late. I didn't work there a whole year. I mean, I know I was definitely there in the summertime. So it could have been early 79 leading up until the summer, because I know it wasn't past 79 because January 1980, I went into the military. But I remember working on that job. As a matter of fact, while I was working there, the hit record, Sugar Hill Gang, came out. And I remember we could not keep enough copies in the store. That album came out as just a separate album, with the only song on the album was that. So one of the first records like that versus a 45, I'll never forget it. But I'm just telling you my story of entrepreneurship. I know it's kind of long, but it's a great story, though. It really is. So that's what the show is all about. It's all about the entrepreneur. And thank you for tuning in this morning. But my experiences with entrepreneurship predate my life, because my mother worked for an entrepreneur. My grandfather, which that's how she met my father and eventually married him. But my mother worked for a man who owned his own restaurant. And when she was younger, 14 or so, she went to work for him. And he just so happened to have a son. And she fell in love with the son, married the son. So my grandfather, when I was born, already had a business and was an entrepreneur. Actually, he had two businesses. And so I grew up with an entrepreneur in my life, and I remember he would come to the house and bring us all these goodies, and we loved when he would come because he had a store. That was one of his businesses. And there were times we would go to the store, and I loved going in the back of the store with my grandfather and watching him count the money, you know, just looking at some of this stock that he had, you know, for the store. It was like a little corner store that they would call it today. Or if you're in New Jersey, a little bodega or what have you. Every city has, like in Cincinnati, a little pony keg. But I remember, so that is how I grew up, with seeing this entrepreneur as my grandfather. And then my father owned his own dry cleaners. Before I went, right after I got out of the military, I think it was. Yeah, I think I was home by then, so I'm like 25-ish. And so, I got to see this entrepreneur in action. And actually, I worked for my father in his dry cleaner for about a year. I did the counter help, and every now and again, I would press clothes. But again, so I got to watch the maneuvering of the business. I watched him deal with his suppliers. I was, you know, handling most of the customers as the counter help. So, you know, so here I am, you know, 30 years later, doing a show entitled or motivated to change the show title from the Lalisa Williams Show, which had been titled that for a little over a year, to now the All About the Entrepreneur. And I am so, I could not be more excited about where we are headed, what we are about to embark on. But today's show topic, what I wanted to talk about, which this whole show launching this topic has really taken us already into a territory where it's exciting, it's sweeping the nation, it's sweeping the globe. Women entrepreneurs are just doing incredible things, but entrepreneurs of all shapes, sizes, and types are right now doing some incredible things. And so we want to be able to help you even more. We created the show all about the entrepreneur, all about entrepreneurs. We created this broadcast so that is actually the name is changing already, as opposed to being all about the entrepreneur, just all about entrepreneurs. It's all about the entrepreneur. What is the entrepreneur thinking? Now, last week we talked about the entrepreneurial mindset. And we could talk about that probably forever, because one thing I've learned about the mindset is hard to change it. And once you get your mind made up, that's why Minister Louis Farrakhan says that there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. I'm not sure who he was quoting, but sometimes you'll hear me say that I heard that from my sister. Well, my sister is the one who told me that that's what Minister Louis Farrakhan says, that has taught them that there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. So the mindset, if it's made up to just go to work, as someone says, to just have a job, then the mindset is J-O-B, and they use that J-O-B as an acronym for just over broke. See, we have to break out of that just over broke mindset. You have to have the mindset that if you want to be an entrepreneur and a successful one, you want to have the mindset that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So, yes, I can start a business, manage a business, make a business grow and succeed, you know. And that's what we're going to do on the show. So we welcome those entrepreneurs who are tuned in. Please, those of you, if you're on the phone lines, if you, you know, hit your number one key, I can take your call. The number, 347-945-7991. Or if you want, if you're in the chat room, you can type your business and, you know, tell us a little bit about your business. Certainly, if you call in, 347-945-7991, I can actually, you know, take your call and chat with you for a minute about your journey into the land of entrepreneurship. Maybe you are an entrepreneur. Maybe you want to be an entrepreneur. And that's another reason to come to the show, to connect with other entrepreneurs. And it's something about when entrepreneurs come together and network, the wealth of information. Just like we want to gain a financial wealth, well, we also, as entrepreneurs, have a wealth of knowledge. And so today what I wanted to focus on is the economics of education. The economics of education. See, there are a lot of people who are standing right now at a crossroads, and they're wondering, should they invest in their education? They want to know, should they invest in their education? And I want to just be able to, you know, discuss that a little bit, the economics of your education, okay? Well, here's the thing. One of the reasons that I like the fact of the economics of education is because economy, okay, the economy drives on businesses. One of the factors of production for businesses is knowledge. And you can gain, it's like 10 times the amount of knowledge through education, okay? Now, think about countries where they're thriving. Many of their students have advanced education. Now, research, and some economists, they analyze what determines or creates education and what impact education has on individuals and the societies and the economies in which they live. So let's think about that. When we look at the economics of education, what we want to look at is what impact does education have on the societies and the economies? Well, in order to look at that, we have to look at the impact it has on the individuals. See, when you invest, everyone's looking for a return on their investment, right? When you invest your money in stocks or in CDs or in the bank, even in a savings account, you are looking for some kind of return, 2%, 5%. You want some kind of return on your investment. It's just like when a bank invests money, when they loan it to a person to purchase a mortgage or a car or something, they want a return on that investment. And so they give them the investment, they give them the money at a particular rate, a particular interest rate. Well, when it comes to your education, think of your education as an investment into the economy. Now, and the economy is right around you, okay? So it's the economy of your life, so to speak. It's the economy that is closest to you, your economic environment. So that might mean a job. That might mean your business, okay? It may mean how you work for someone else. It may be your direct sales business. It may be your network marketing business. It could be your home-based business. And how is your education impacting your economics? You know, I'll never forget Dr. Dennis Kimbrough for having said this at our Wealth Strategy Symposium in 2007. Well, he probably said it at both. We did that event 2 years in a row, 2007-2008 at Essex County College. And one of the things he said was that the pocketbook cannot grow until the mind grows. So what we're saying here is that education and economics, they impact each other. They impact each other. I mean, it's probably the simplest way I can say it right there, is that they impact each other. And you, as an entrepreneur, again, if you are starting a business, then you're definitely an entrepreneur. If you start any kind of business, because that's what entrepreneurs do, they start businesses. So if you are a business owner, you start and run a business. Now, there's also people who they didn't start their own business, but they are running someone else's business, and so they also have the entrepreneurial mindset. But if you work inside a big corporation, we actually have a term for you as well. If you're working in a big company like a Johnson & Johnson or, you know, an IBM or Cisco or some other big Facebook for that matter, oh, I would love to go to a Facebook office party, right? Meet up with those people, see what they talk about. Maybe you work for Apple or some other major corporation, one of the airline industries, one of the trucking industries. Maybe you work, like my husband, for the steel mill, for a steel industry, in that industry. So he works actually for a steel producer, the largest steel producer in the world. So maybe you have a job like that. Maybe you work in media. Maybe you work for, you know, NBC, ABC, Fox, or any other network. Well, you have this mindset of being an entrepreneur. Then we have another term for you. We call that the intrapreneur. And it's not a new term. It's been out for a very, very long time. We don't use it as much. And typically the only people that may use that word are business people with a business major because, you know, remember when you go to college, you just learn a bunch of terms that not just do that. I mean, you do that too because you have to learn the language of that field that you're studying. Well, should you get a degree or not? You know, that was kind of my question. You know, should you get a degree or not? Should I get a degree or should I not? Well, that's a big, big question that you have to ask yourself. Should you get the degree or should you not get the degree? And how does it, well, you know, is it for me? You know, you have to look at that. You have to look at, is it for me? Is it for me? What can I do with it? What do I need it for? How will it impact my economics? Let's just say right now, when I go, like I'll go today to see another group of people that are unemployed, possibly coming off welfare or coming out of prison. And I'll go and I'll talk to that group. I have one group that I deal with like that already over in Jersey City, New Jersey, and I'm teaching them the economics of education. Yes, I'm the life skills instructor, and so I told them I feel that the biggest life skill that I could teach you and leave you with is the understanding about the economics of education and entrepreneurship. Those are the two biggest things because, first of all, if they're coming out of jail, for the most part, some crime they committed, they probably already know something about being an entrepreneur, whether it was selling drugs or selling hot clothes or selling some stolen goods or something. They know a little bit about it. They just don't know the right way to do it. So I want to teach them how to use it the right way because, you know, actually when I talk to them and it's, you know, I used to, it doesn't do it anymore, but I used to let it break my heart to hear, you know, grown men literally in their 30s and 40s have this doomsday sort of mentality because they have a record. And it sounds as if like nobody ever told them that that would happen, which I'm sure their parents told them, just like my parents and your parents told you. So to let them think that they're doomed now just did not sit well with me. I couldn't accept that. So I just prayed about it, and, you know, the Lord has turned this message that I was giving them into something I could give to others as well, because then there are people who are on their jobs who are miserable, who go to work every single day miserable. And so, all about the entrepreneur, we're here to set you free from that mentality, from that feeling, from that mindset. You know, you don't, from that emotional distraughtness, you don't have to go to work every day feeling miserable. It's just like a person who, you know, some people, they want to lose weight. And some people want to lose a lot of weight. Look at Jennifer Hudson. She lost a lot of weight. And Sally Struthers. And so many more people. And Marie Osmond, you know, I can go on and on. Chaka Khan, did you check her out last night? Boy, she lost a lot of weight. And that lady is close to 60, or she's got to at least be 60. She's at least my husband's age or very, very close to it. And this woman, and so the thing is, you know, being an entrepreneur is a good choice. It's a right now choice. And it can free you up from a lot of negative feelings. I mean, you don't want to add any more stress to your life that is already here. There's enough stress to go around. You don't want to add to it. And so if working for someone else is going to add stress to your life, then it's all about the entrepreneur and you. there is somebody, you know, you hear people say sometimes there's a book inside of each one of us. Well, I believe there's an entrepreneur inside each and every one of us. Yeah, there's an entrepreneur in you. There's an entrepreneur in you, 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 you. And there's an entrepreneur in me. We all have that ability. Now, what you do with it is you have a choice. You have two choices, really. You can either use your entrepreneurship to work inside someone else's vision and dream, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And again, that's called an intrapreneur. Or you can go and live out your own dream and vision. So there's your two choices. Or you can do both. And you can do both at the same time. And you can do both at the same time well. Now it takes something to get to that place. So those are some of the topics that I talk about with our new members of Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So for those of you who, if you haven't heard about it yet and you want to know what it is, you have to either inbox me on Facebook or leave me a message here on Blog Talk Radio. Under the home page, you can leave a message for me. I will get your message. Just in your subject line, just put that you want to know about the new association or the new membership for Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Because as members of that association, as I like to say, membership has its privileges. You will be privy to other information that only the members are privy to. But these are members who have taken that extra step, who've gone the extra mile to really hone their craft and who really want to launch out and know a little bit more than what's, you know, just out there on the surface. These are people who want to go deeper and higher. These are people who want to really reach their highest potential as an entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur. So if you want to know how to join that group, definitely let me know, and I can get the information to you, or you can inbox me on Facebook, and you can say, what were you talking about on this show today? Something about, it's for women only, though. I'm thinking of a way to bring men in because I have had men inquire about it. But some people say, well, what exactly is it? Well, it's more than just giving you the big picture. We give you the details as well. The big picture is so you can see it, but the details is so you can make it happen. And a lot of times I've been to seminars, I've been to workshops, and you go there all souped up and hyped up, but all you leave with is the big picture. Yeah, but you need the little details on how to put the big plan in action. And so that's where women leaders and entrepreneurs come in at, and what we do for our members. You know, it's so funny because I was like, okay, how did this come about? Why am I doing this? Well, as I looked at how things were going, I was doing the webinars. They'd just last about an hour or two. We'd come on here, Blog Talk Radio. That's only 30 minutes. And so, but people have a lot more questions about how to do what they want to do. And so it just really unfolded. It just really evolved into now this membership association where you can get the help that you need to get your business going. And just so happened, a lady inboxed me yesterday from Facebook saying that she wants to start her own business. Now, she has a job. She has a full-time job. She has a good job, and I doubt that she's going to leave that job. I remember there was a time when I would advise people to leave their job to be really effective in their entrepreneurial goal and dream. But I no longer do that. I can't do that anymore because I don't believe that necessarily. You have to leave the job strategically. There has to be a process for leaving your job. You don't just jump up one day, leave your job, and go out there and pursue an entrepreneurial dream unless certain conditions are met first. And those are the things that we talk about in our Women Leader and Entrepreneur International Association in the chat rooms, and we have many other ways to mentor and coach people. But those are some of the things we'll talk about is, you know, what's the process? What's the procedure? But if you tuned in today, you definitely tuned in to the all-new All About Entrepreneurs, and it's all about the entrepreneur, what you need to do. So one of the things I want to leave you with today is get the knowledge. You know, as an entrepreneur, you need those five factors of production. So make sure you get those five factors of production for entrepreneurships and for being an entrepreneur, and knowledge is one of them. So the knowledge for your education and how that impacts you, whether you should get a degree or not, you have to have a plan. Okay, you have to lay out the plan. And once you lay the plan out, then you have to see what education, what degree fits into the plan. All right? And if a degree does not fit into your plan, then absolutely you may not need to invest in it. But for some of you, if you would just take the time to plan out what it is you want to do in your business or your company or wherever you work, whatever you're doing, when you realize what you need to do. Now, again, if you were a member of Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, that's a question that you can ask in our group sessions or in your opportunity for your coaching or for your mentoring. That's a question you can ask, and we can look at it and do some consulting with you. Or even if you don't want to join and you just want some consulting or some coaching on, you want me to look at your career goals, you want me to look at your plan, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, your 3-year plan, your 20-year plan, if you would like that to be reviewed, then you can certainly go to one of my websites. There's a coaching website that you can click on and sign up. You can, on my Release Your Power website, you can, you know, sign up there. I can get back in touch with you. There's a place to, you know, contact me on any of those sites. And therefore, even the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association site, you can find out if you're, you know, what you need to do. If you do, you need that degree? Do you need an associate degree, a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD? Do you need a certificate? Do you need a fellowship? What do you need for your economic, you know, security or your economic venture, basically? What is it that you want? Okay? So definitely, this is just Monday. This is our absolute first day launching our broadcast. We thank you for tuning in. I have about 3 minutes left for questions. If you have a question, again, you can either type it. And thank you, encouraging moments. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for those of you who are on the phone line. If you have, you have about 2 minutes, you hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line, and we would, you know, love to hear from you. See what business you're in. And we, all throughout the rest of the year, we're going to be featuring the entrepreneurs that are members of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So get ready to hear about these awesome businesses. We're going to be helping to market some of those businesses. We're going to be helping those businesses develop their marketing plans, their branding, their business plans. It's all about the entrepreneur. It's all about the entrepreneur. So that's where we're at. This is the year, or the century, they're claiming. That this is the century of the woman. So stay tuned. Tomorrow, don't forget, Tuesday is our how-to show. So Tuesdays is about how-to. And then Wednesday, come back on Wednesday. And then I have a group of women coming on either Wednesday or Thursday. They're going to come on and tell you about an event they have coming up. If you have some kind of event coming up and you want us to talk about it, again, the show, we have people coming on the show. The majority of them will be members of the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. So to get on the show, our members, we'll be featuring our members. We will have Munira, one of our members, coming on, telling us about her business downtown Newark, and we are just overly, overly excited about that. There's a few others that have indicated that they want to be a member, and you can get the link from me, or you can get it off of Facebook, that I will be glad to sign you up. I mean, basically for, you know, $20 for your first year, for your first year's membership, but you have to join by Friday. So it's all about the entrepreneur. That means if you're an entrepreneur, it's all about you. And even if you didn't start a business, don't forget, you have an entrepreneur inside of you. Well, that's all we have time for today. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great and powerful day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.